Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. And my name is Faye Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Oh, my goodness. It is the day after Thanksgiving. I am so stuffed that I was not going to have the show today. But in order to be consistent and faithful to my listeners, I wanted to make sure that we really reflect on what this season is about and being thankful, what Thanksgiving means. And also sharing a great announcement this afternoon of an event that will be taking place this evening. So if you are in South Florida, sit tight and wait for that announcement at the end of the show. So I'm really, really excited because when we think about Thanksgiving, we think about the fall season. It is an exciting time not only to be with our family and friends and stuff our face with turkeys and all the great fixings that Thanksgiving provides, but it's really a great way to have a reality check. It's a great way to check into life and say, hey, there's much more to life to be thankful for, despite all the challenges and all the things that may be going around in your personal life or in your world. So before we begin, I would like to have a moment of silence for a lot of the individuals who have lost loved ones this past year due to a lot of different violent acts of crime, from campus shootings to Black Lives Matter to individuals losing lives as soldiers around the world, as well as individuals who have lost their lives due to a number of unlawful, unjust reasons. So if we could please have a moment of silence for them, as well as their loved ones, as they reflect on the lives of those lost during the Thanksgiving season. Yes, it is unfortunate that there's so much going on in our world and our society. When we look at news, and I forgot where I was. I don't watch TV at home. So when I'm out and about or at the airport or waiting for something in a lobby area, I tend to kind of glance and find out what's going on. Even though I mostly get my news, I do know what's going on in the world, but I don't watch the news for a number of reasons. And as I was watching the news, it's just horrific that a lot of the things that are going on in our world is just so depressing, so devastating that people can lose sight of what Thanksgiving is about. So today's show, I really want to reflect on the positive things that are going on in our community, in our world, and realize, yes, there may be tragedies taking place every day, but there's always an opportunity to be thankful for something. And so I would like to share what I am thankful for and then talk about what it means to be thankful, because I think it's sometimes we think Thanksgiving is a time that it's a turkey day, you gather around your loved ones' homes or your friends' homes or your family homes or even at your house, and you invite people, you have these great dinners, but then I believe there's more to it than just having that time of just eating. It's a way of being of having fellowship, but also, as I alluded to earlier, it's really having a reality check, because sometimes we think that we have nothing to be thankful for as we go through the mundane activities of our day. But when we have a moment of reflection and a moment of silence to realize how life has been, that there is something to be grateful for. And I kind of had that opportunity last night as I had a moment of reflect, because as someone reminded me that I'm a very busy person, I do a lot of different things. But sometimes in that business, you kind of tend to focus on what's not going well or what's not working out how you're planned, or all the little different details that really don't matter in life, but yet they take so much attention and they distract us from the great things that are happening in our lives. And when you have time to reflect and time to really, you know, people say you should meditate in the morning or have a moment of prayer or whatever your quiet time is, I believe it's in those quiet times, in the moment of meditation and prayer, that allows us to remember that there's a lot that we should be thankful for. There's a lot that we can say, yes, this may not be going well in my life or this may be happening, but look at all the other great things that are happening in life. And as I reflect on my own life, I am just truly grateful for the opportunities. I'm truly grateful to see that I would not think that I'd be able to be so optimistic 5 years down the road after experiencing so much hardship. I wouldn't realize that 2 years down the road, I had a goal that I wanted to achieve and still working at it, but realizing that the baby steps are actually building me stronger than having that great leap from, yes, I wanted to achieve this goal and I did it over the short time frame, but it's a longer process. I guess it's called a scenic route of achieving this particular goal and dream. But what it's helping me realize in the interim is that sometimes we have to experience lives in order to be well prepared for whatever goals and dreams we have in life. So when we think of Thanksgiving and we go back to the historical moment of Thanksgiving, that it was a time when the Puritans left England. They came to this unknown world. They landed in what we call now America. They met some Indians. The Indians allowed them, well, depending on what kind of history the Indians share their food with them, and some say the Puritans took over their Indian food. So however that was, that's how Thanksgiving came to be. It was built on a Christian foundation that the Puritans were grateful to have landed on the land and they were able to eat because they had been on seas for such a long time and didn't have proper nourishment as they were traveling from Great Britain to this new world called America, which was a foreign land, and they met foreign people who did not look like them, but they had an opportunity to provide a celebration. And when we think about Thanksgiving, that's really what is it about. It's celebrating life. It's celebrating the things that are going on in our lives, and also looking at an opportunity to realize that it's interesting how Thanksgiving fell. It falls right before December. I mean, right before Christmas. It falls after Halloween, but before Christmas. And so we have October, November, December. We have 3 months at the end of the year where we have these holidays. I don't celebrate Halloween for a number of reasons. So those that do, that's your holiday. And so when we look at those three holidays, and it's interesting like that, they're end of the year, it's a great way to reflect not only on what life has happened within the past, within the year, but also what is to come. And I say, you know, setbacks are great setups. And sometimes people think, well, you know, this didn't go well in my life. This happened and that happened and nothing's gone as planned. But if you allow life to continually take its course and you continually be optimistic and continually move forward, then in your moment of gratitude, in your moment of thankfulness, it's almost like a magical moment. It's like an aha light bulb goes off and you said, wow, as I'm sitting here being grateful and thankful for what has happened, but in hindsight, which is greater than 2020 vision. In hindsight, you can say, wow, this goal that I want to achieve is actually coming to fruition. It's just happening in a different way than I expected. It's happening at a different pace than I expected. It looks differently than what I expected. And that's why I think it's so important to be grateful and have a attitude of gratitude, because it gives you that magical moment, that opportunity where you can say, wow, something is going right. And the goal and the dream that I'm actually trying to achieve is going to happen. It's just happening in a different way than I expected. And I think if we have that moment every day as opposed to one day at the end of the year, that we would have a different perspective on life. We would have a different outlook on the things that happen to us. And for me, that's actually a form of wisdom and maturity for me, because I've always been one. I've always been optimistic, but I had a pessimistic mindset, if that makes sense. Like, I always was a big visionary, a big dreamer. I said, yes, all these things can happen. But in my mind, it was all this negative talk was saying, well, do you really think that's going to happen? Or, you know, you said your goal was this. For instance, one of my goals is to go back to school. And so in 2013, I had wrote a note card on my vision board, really my posted on my armoire, but I wrote that in 2014 I'll be moving and going to this particular school. 2014 passed around, that didn't happen. 2015 is about to pass around, that didn't happen. But yet, as I look, despite the way I wanted this particular goal to happen and going to school in 2014, realizing that God had such a bigger plan, God had such a different way of actually allowing this goal to happen. The goal is still a work in progress, but I know when it finally does come around that God will set me up. So sometimes we think that delays are saying it's a denial. No, sometimes delays are saying, no, there's much more that I want to bless you with before you reach that opportunity. There's much more that I want to do in you so you can be grateful for that experience. And so when we have an attitude of thanksgiving and we have an attitude of gratitude, it prepares you for what is to come. It prepares you to realize that living in the moment, and when people would tell me to live in the moment, I said, do you know who you're talking to? I am the most futuristic. I will be like 20 years down the line, and we're only November 27, 2015, and I'm already thinking about 2035. 20 years later, because I am so goal oriented, and I'm such a big planner that I have to plan out everything. I remember many years ago, I had a 5, 10, 15, 20 year plan. I knew the day that I was going to retire. I knew the day that I would have kids. I knew the day that I was going to get married. I knew the day that I was going to reach all these great milestones that we put, especially women, put in their lives. And when it didn't happen, it felt like a big setup. But then when I come to realize that if we just live in the moment, yes, you still need to plan. Yes, you'll need to put things in perspective, but not be so rigid. And it's so interesting that I'm actually sharing this because I just had an aha moment. This morning I woke up and I read my Jesus Calling. It's a Christian biblical devotional written by Sarah Young. And as I'm reading it, it stated pretty much what I just shared, is that you tend to focus so much on the future that it overwhelms you and you're unable to be in God's presence. And that actually helped me to realize that if I continue to be in the moment, in the present moment and enjoying what's going on right now, that the anxiety and the stress and all that for tomorrow or 20 years down the line would relieve that pressure from me, because I don't know what can happen in 20 years. I don't even know, God forbid, what can happen tomorrow. I'm not promised tomorrow. But if I live in this present moment and I be in the moment and I enjoy where I am in this present moment, then I would be much more fulfilled. And so I challenge you all as well. If you're one of those that are so futuristic and such big planners, I tell you to learn to live in the moment. Learn to enjoy where you are right now, to keep your mind just focused on the present moment. It's a present to you. Right now is a present to you. And when you're thankful of that present moment, the present that you are in right now, then actually you will be able to reach your goals with a bigger perspective. You'll be able to reach your goals and dreams with an opportunity and such a mindset that will be so transformed, because you are able to take every moment and cherish it. And when we miss those moments that could be so cherishable, then that's when we find that we're not grateful for life. That's when we find out we start looking at all the things that are going wrong. But when you are grateful and you realize that the present moment is a gift to you and you honor it, and you take that opportunity, not just during the holiday season, which is a great opportunity to do so, but if we do that every day, imagine the mindset that you will have. Imagine the outlook that you have. Imagine the joy that you will have. I just recently was thinking about how, as a business owner, how the attitude of being grateful and being thankful for things. Are you thankful for your customers, whether they buy something from you or not? Maybe they just sign up to your newsletter. Maybe they just tell you they like your post on social media. Maybe they leave a comment. Or even if they do buy something, are you grateful if they bought your lower price point than the highest price point product and or service you have? You know, are you grateful for the fact that even though you have a car, the car may not be the luxury car that you want, but it's a car that runs and it still looks pretty good, and it takes you from point A to point B, that you don't have to take public transportation or take a walk or take a bicycle that some people may have to do? Are you grateful for the simple fact, you know, and I'm guilty of this, sometimes I'm not grateful for where my current geographical location is. I want to be in a place where there's cool breeze. Like, thank God for the last couple of weeks that it's been, well, last couple of days, I should say. It feels like weeks, because in my mind, it feels cold. But being in South Florida, we don't always get those winter seasons like everyone else is that has four seasons. It's usually summer all year long, and then we're lucky if we get one day of winter. But when I'm grateful for the simple fact of what is going on in my present life, then I can be able to look forward to the future. So I share that moment with you to think about Thanksgiving. Find out what you're grateful for. Find out what you're thankful for. And whatever it is, share it with the people that are around you. Share it with the people that are in your life, because I've come to realize as well, we should celebrate people while they're living and not wait till they die. Because then how are they really understanding how we cherish them and appreciate them? So on that note, today is a short show because there's a lot going on this weekend. I just want to say that tonight is a great opportunity for anyone who's in the South Florida area. If you are in South Florida and you're looking for an event to attend this evening, then I have the perfect event for you. It's the first Fort Lauderdale Christmas pageant that's taking place this evening. The opening performance is tonight, and I'm honored to say that we have two awesome performances taking place. The awesome performances are King and Country, as well as Francisca Botticelli. And these are two powerful, well-known, famous that are going to be a part of the opening performance tonight. So I'm really, really excited. I am just praying. I know all will go well, and it'll be a great opportunity for people to just worship God. Those who don't know God or don't have a relationship or not Christian or religious, to have an experience that would change their lives forever. People compare this production that's done by a church. They compare it to Broadway. They compare it to the Rockettes. People come from around the world just to attend this event. So if you are in South Florida, there still may be tickets available. I'm not sure if it's sold out or not, but if it is sold out, I won't be surprised. But if it's not sold out, then you need to go get in your ticket. We were honored to have our community performance this past Tuesday, had a very responsive audience, loved the show. It was so exciting. It was almost a packed house. And I know tonight will be just a replication of that, that we will have another opportunity to just share the gospel through the arts, through the theatrical experience. And so if you're looking for an opportunity to do that, I call this the Nutcracker of the South. The North, they have the Nutcracker. In the South, we have the first Fort Lauderdale Christmas pageant. And also, if you can't attend tonight, we have 3 weekends, a total of 14 shows taking place. It starts tonight is the opening performance all the way to December 13th. So if you are wanting to get your tickets, you want to go to christmastickets.com, go ahead and get your tickets. But tonight is definitely a show you do not want to miss. I am so excited. I'm honored and blessed. And that's one of the things that I wanted to share that I am thankful for. I am thankful that God gave me this opportunity to be a part of a show that's an award-winning show. It received an Emmy Award many years ago. And to be under great leadership, spiritual leadership by the senior pastor, Dr. Larry Thompson, as well as all the other pastors and ministers that are a part of this, but also giving kudos and a shout out to the creative pastor behind the Christmas pageant, Pastor Jeff Crevier, and then our worship pastor and executive pastor, Pastor John Jones. So it's definitely a great opportunity. The first night on Tuesday that we had our first performance for the community, I was in awe of myself, and we've been practicing for months and have been on stage and seeing the different scenes, but it's just an experience that every time that I see the show and a part of the show, honored to be a part of the choir concert as well as Act Two, which is the biblical portion of the show. And, you know, to be amongst such great performers, people who love God and worship God, and see this as an opportunity not only for us to share the gospel, but we are also blessed in return when we are a part of this opportunity. And so I just wish all my fellow cast members and crew a great opportunity to share God's love with the rest of the world as people come from around the world for this production. And I just pray that people who don't know God or don't have a relationship with him or have strayed away from the church or strayed away from the relationship with God, because it's not about church. It's really about a personal experience. So I pray that lives will be changed, and it's really about saving souls. You know, it's an honor for us to perform, and it's an honor for us to put the show on and be a part of it, but it's a great honor when people realize that it's God that loves them and he gave his only begotten son to die on the cross for their sins. So as I finish off my holiday weekend relaxing, I am also going to get ready for this show this evening and the rest of the weekend, as we have shows tonight, Saturday and Sunday, and then for another 3 weeks, where we have 14 performances. So I'm really, really excited. So if you are in the South Florida area, you definitely do not want to miss this opportunity. Go ahead and get your tickets, christmastickets.com. And I just want to thank all those who are making this possible. And I want to thank God most of all for the opportunity that I would never have realized that my life would be where it is today, despite the challenges of life. So I'm truly grateful from the bottom of my heart to realize that life may give you lemons, but learn how to make some good behind lemonade. And also realizing that if your glass is half full instead of half empty, then you truly will be much more grateful and have a better positive outlook on life. And so I just hope you all enjoyed your Thanksgiving. And also, if you are looking for Black Friday deals, you want to definitely check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/FeoDelica Business Coach. I definitely have an opportunity there. And I want to thank Melissa from She Owns It for giving me the opportunity to be on her platform, share my Black Friday offer with you all, information about that. And I would just say, if you are looking to start your own business or are in the coaching business, then you definitely want to find out what my Black Friday offer is all about. And then also tomorrow, besides it being the whole after Thanksgiving sale, and then Monday is going to be Cyber Monday, Saturday is Small Business Saturday. So if you are a small business owner, I challenge you to take advantage of the opportunity. But if you are a consumer, I definitely challenge you to support small businesses, as tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. And then I have another offer that will be taking place for my Small Business Saturday promotion. So there's a lot of promotions going on. Take advantage of them. Be wise with your money and realize that it's not always about the gift. It's not always about spending the money. But most of all, it's about the quality time you spend with those that are important to you in your life, friends and family. So I wish you all a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. Enjoy, be safe, but most of all, outside looking kind of cool here in South Florida. So that's all I will say on that note. Don't know if it's going to rain or not, but you can go ahead and check out theweather.com for the meteorologist report, as I am not a meteorologist, but I just like to share the weather with you all because I'm excited that it's getting cooler by the day. Once again, my name is Sayle Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. Oh, do I love my country of America. And I hope you all are thankful for being in America or being American. Well, you guys enjoy your weekend. Take care. Every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.